entertainment. Go, a place for fun.
Hello everyone, this is Edgar from RealRandomRadio.com. Visit us on the web at www.RealRandomRadio.com, all one word, RealRandomRadio. Or like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/RealRandomRadio. Again, that's RealRandomRadio. If you have any questions, you can email me at edgar@realrandomradio.com, and you can also write your questions on our Facebook page. And if you like our Facebook page, then you can receive updates and information about other upcoming activities that Real Random Radio will do. If you don't know, Real Random Radio is a project managed by a couple of visually impaired high school students, sort of a hobby, and we basically do tutorials. We do random streams and stuff like that on our RealRandomRadio.com website. It's not by any means any professional website, but it's simply to entertain people with random entertainment. Hence the name Real Random Radio. Anyhow, we hope you enjoy this episode of the Edgar Entertainment Show. Today, I decided to take some time to talk to you guys about learning a new language. That's right, it's been quite a topic in some places. So let's just say you want to learn maybe a second language or a third language or whatever situation you find yourself wanting to learn a language in. Learning a language can be somewhat difficult. And let me rephrase that, not difficult, but it can occupy much of your time and it does require a lot of effort. For example, right now, I myself can speak 4 different languages. Now, that doesn't mean I speak them fluently like a native would, but I know them enough to where if you were to speak to me in that language, I would probably most likely understand you. The 4 languages are English, Spanish, French, and Japanese. Now, I grew up speaking Spanish, so of course this language is my primary language, thereby indicating that I am fluent in it. And of course, going to English-speaking schools and being surrounded by peers that speak English and teachers that speak English, I've naturally acquired the ability of speaking English. It wasn't until recently that I've found an interest in learning new languages. And of course, many people, when wanting to learn a language, usually want to learn a specific language. They don't just get into the act of learning multiple languages. So the main intention of this episode is not to serve as a demonstration of the languages that I know and have learned over the last 2 years. Neither is it an episode discussing how I learned them, but rather this episode should serve as an informative one to give you some ideas on how you can learn a new language. Although I might as well talk to you about some of the methods through which I have acquired some of the knowledge I possess about some of these languages. So it started off with me wanting to learn Japanese. Yes, I am one of the many people who had a strong desire to learn Japanese from anime and video games. If you're not familiar, anime is a genre of television shows primarily produced in Japan based on Japanese comic books. So anyway, I was so enthusiastic about learning Japanese that I was willing to pay over $200 on a language learning program known as PIMSLR. Like I said, PIMSLR is an audio language learning program based on learning by instruction, meaning that you are given a set of instructions to say certain words and being expected to respond on your own accord. So this particular program is structured like this. PIMSLR is divided into separate audio tracks, either digital or on CD, beginning with the conversation in your selected language, followed by an overview of some of the vocabulary words utilized throughout the dialogue. Now, the dialogue contains words that have been covered in previous lessons, unless of course you're listening to the very first lesson in which you are introduced to the language. The conversation also introduces you to new vocabulary words apart from the already familiar ones, thereby helping you build upon what you already know. So the instructor will ask you to say a certain word or phrase, and then you will be given about 5 seconds to respond out loud. And after those 5 seconds are up, a native speaker of the language will give you the correct word pronunciation. Again, you will be the judge of how you did in recognizing and recalling the word or words. According to one of the extra audio tracks provided by the program, the method used to help one remember vocabulary words is based on something they call spaced repetition, meaning that the instructor will prompt you to say a certain word or words after a certain amount of time, allowing the one who is learning the language to attempt to recall the certain word. It serves as a well-designed method, but it does require much concentration, and you may find yourself not remembering the material as well as you thought you did. I will say that certain languages offered by Pimsleur have multiple courses, and each course contains 30 lessons. For example, the Japanese language has 3 courses, resulting in a total of 90 lessons. Anyhow, immediately after the completion of the Pimsleur program for Japanese, I began to listen to media from Japan. そして、 今、 日本語 が たくさん 話せます。 Translation: now, I can speak a lot of Japanese. And as for French, well, let me tell you that it wasn't my intention to learn it. And I didn't emphasize this much, but for Japanese, I spent more time listening to Japanese media than I did practicing with the Pimsleur program due to the fact that I knew that I was going to get more out of listening to Japanese media than I would repeating several instructions from an instructor. And when I talk about Japanese media, I generally mean Japanese radio, anime of course, YouTube videos from Japanese natives, and stuff like that. Et mon nom, le français. As I was starting high school, my plan was to take Japanese as my foreign language credit. Because if you don't know, when a student is enrolled in high school in the US, they must take a foreign language course to graduate. Unfortunately, due to the difficulties that would be faced with reading and writing the different alphabets taught in the course, I was recommended to take a different language. Nobody was knowledgeable in any form of Japanese Braille. So with that disappointment, I simply selected French as my language course to graduate. At first, I wasn't so enthusiastic about taking French, but after a while, I thought to myself, maybe this won't be too bad after all. Besides, that just means I'll be able to speak another language. And let me tell you that in that particular course, they really emphasized what I was going to strive for when learning Japanese, and that is to learn the grammatical structure first, learn the vocabulary words, and listen to the different media that exists in that country. So in conclusion, my recommendation for you if you want to learn a new language, and again, this is no promotion of any sort for any product and or program, but if you want to learn a language, I would recommend that you learn the grammatical structure by any means for a particular language that you want to learn, followed by learning some vocabulary words that are crucial to the language itself, and then listen to the media that exists in that country like I suggested in the previous comment. Oh, and also practice a lot. Regardless of whether somebody can speak Japanese or not, or any language for that matter, you should practice with them and just talk to them and try to get yourself accustomed to speaking that language on a regular basis. That way you can get fluent in no time. And remember, if you want to learn a language, it's not so crucial to learn how to read or write it, but rather how to speak it. And maybe in the future, I'll make a podcast demonstrating some ways that you can get your screen readers set up to where you can read that particular language that you want to read on your computer. Anyway, I hope that this podcast serves as something informative to listen to. My email address is provided at the beginning of the podcast. So if you wish to email me about anything regarding this topic, you may do so. And if you have any suggestions for future podcast episodes regarding this topic, then you can suggest them at that email address as well. And if some of you are interested, then I will do podcasts regarding more topics on this subject of language learning. So anyway, until next time, this is Edgar with Real Random Radio from the Edgar Entertainment Show. Thank you for listening.